I trust every single one of our guys. I love our room. I love our guys. You know, I think no matter where you're at, I think you have a lot to work on. You know, and that's what this whole time during OTAs and mandatory minicamp, that's what it's all about. It's getting better. And I think we've done that. I think we're at a good point. But, you know, I like the guys we have.
How about a guy like Nate Geary? What have you seen from him so far in his transition from safety to linebacker?
Smart guy, you know, and you can tell. Usually that's the hardest part is the speed and getting everything down knowledge-wise. So he's done a great job. Obviously fast, athletic guy who's rangy. So I think that athleticism will help him a lot in linebacker.
Speaking of speed, a lot of the guys on defense have said that you look a lot quicker, a lot faster out there this spring. What do you?
Right? Yeah, appreciate that, guys.
What do you attest to that?
Oh man, you know what? I don't know. Appreciate whoever said that. Man, I'm a couple pounds heavier too, so that's a great compliment.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I obviously I work out hard in the off season. Stronger than I've been in a long time, lower body, upper body. I've had a good off season of workouts, not having to rehab and do all these different things. So, you know, they think I look faster. I appreciate it.
Jordan, speaking about the pounds and the strength, I know that was a goal of yours.
Yeah.
This off season, how did that go? Being able to work out.
It's been great, man. It's been great. You know, having a full off season to get in rhythm, and having a full off season to just lift and get stronger and not have to take a step back to rehab and then do everything over again. It's huge, huge for just build on and stack on top of each other. So it's been awesome.
You led the team in interceptions last year. Do you reflect on that? I mean, do you look back at that and think, you know, wow, five interceptions.
No, man, I'm looking forward. You know, we've got bigger things that we want to do this year. And, you know, obviously it's something I'll try to build on. I look at the plays I made and how I made them and how I can apply that to certain things. But then I'm also looking at the plays I didn't make, you know, because there's a lot of plays out there I didn't make. So I'm looking at those plays and how can I, you know, stack it again on top of the plays that I did make.
You're two in Schwartz's system now. I would think that would be a benefit, right?
To absolutely.
Make, you know, keep building.
Absolutely.
How big of a
benefit? Yeah, that's awesome, man. You get to really hone in on the techniques, you know, and not just have to worry about what you're doing. You know, you're not starting from square one, figuring out, you know, what do I do on this play? What do I do on that play? It's how do I do it on this play? You know, it's figuring out the small details and the little techniques that make you better to play each play.
Jordan, do you set personal goals for yourself before a season?
Yes, at some point. You know, I think it definitely gives you something to reach for and keeps you on track. Just like you set team goals. You know, I think if you're not setting goals, you're just aiming towards nothing. You're just shooting in the air at nothing. So
are they normally like stat based or accolade based?
No, not usually accolade based. More of the fact of leadership based. I think stat based. Yes. You know, at that point when that time comes, you know, we'll figure that out. I'm obviously haven't made anything yet. I've been trying to work on my craft, but I think if you don't make goals and you're not working towards something, like I said, you're just shooting the air at nothing.
How about those accolades, though? Do you expect if you start putting up the numbers, those will start rolling in?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really worried about the accolades. You know, at this point, it's not really what I'm focused on. I believe that, you know, if you're doing what you need to do day in and day out, you're giving it everything you got, the rest will come. You know, I'm focused on what I can do for this team. And what I can do to make this team the best that it can be, and you know, let the rest fall in place.
I understand the pads aren't on yet, but how good can that defensive front be, and how much will that help you being the Mike linebacker?
Tell you what, this is it's exciting being a linebacker in this defense, being behind these guys. They can be as dominant as they want to be, and you know, give any offensive line in this league problems as long as they continue to work the way they're working and, you know, focus on each play and give it everything they got. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see their growth and exciting to play behind them.
How much would blitzing more alleviate some of the pressure on the young corners?
I don't know, man. That's, if you got a D-line that's as dominant as ours that is getting pressure, you don't have to blitz as much, you know. So, scheme stuff, Coach Schwartz is going to handle all that. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to put us all in the best position to play, be in position to make plays.
Do you think he's in a different position now, having seen you guys for a year or two? I don't want to say get creative, but maximize everybody's potential. And it's hard to do that year one when you're just learning guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think year two is more comfortable for everybody. And everybody knows what to expect from each person. And just like I say, it's more comfortable for us players. It's probably the same way for them. So I could imagine so.
I mean, there's things that I know it's OTAs, but seeing maybe stand-up rushers or DNs kick inside the D to last year, I don't remember seeing that as much. So
yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. They're probably working on things that, just like every group in this locker room is working on things that they think they could have done better in the season.
Would you say winning though and playing great defense in the NFL these days, especially against these quarterbacks, is you have to be unpredictable on defense like the offenses are?
Absolutely, absolutely. You definitely want to put them in the worst position possible. You know, and being the exact defense and being the right defense for each call and based off Tennessee. So, yeah, you got to play sound defense.
You talked about leadership. Have you and Carson talked about your respective roles, as he's obviously running the offense and you're the, like, linebacker in the middle of that defense, since you two are close?
I think we know where we are. I don't think we haven't had that, you know, sit down, let's have this conversation. But you know what? We understand the situation. We understand our roles on this team and on, you know, respectively on the offense and on the defense. So, you know, we take it serious and we're doing everything we can. But this team is stacked with leaders. You know, obviously you've got leaders that do different things and have been around this game a long time. So we all lean on each other.
The offense is getting a lot of attention this offseason. All the additions, and Carson Wentz going into year two, but do you feel like the defense can be just as good, if not better, than what you guys did last year?
Yeah, I think if we're worse or where we were last year, if we're equal to or less than what we were last year, we failed. You know, plain and simple. We're year two in this defense. We know each other. You know, I think that we are supposed to do nothing but go up from what we did last year. So, if that's the case, then we'll be pretty good.
What will you do with the time between minicamp ending and training camp beginning?
I'll be getting married. Getting married in a week and a half, which is exciting. So
nervous?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm getting there. Just for the event, not actually to be married. Yeah. I'm not nervous to be married, man. Come on. Don't put me on that. But no, yeah, man, I'm getting married and be honeymooning and coming back and training. It's going to be a good time.